Welcome back to the Saturday Splash on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We surely don't hope it's the end of the world.
As we know it.
Not yet.
Not yet. Thanks to a lot of great partners helping to protect our world. More specifically, our natural resources. We love them.
Absolutely. We have a lot of incredible agencies and organizations in South Carolina that are here to serve us.
We do. We're a very, very natural resource forward state. I would say we take pretty good care of our resources, largely in part thanks to Clemson Extension and the services they offer. So, Patricia, let's talk about how Clemson Extension helps lead policy here in South Carolina.
Absolutely. Now, my degree, like you, Maddie, we have a background that's very similar, environmental, natural resource, and wildlife, fisheries, biology. Clemson has a fantastic department of forestry and natural resources, which is a part of CAFLS, College of Agriculture, Forestry, and Life Sciences.
That's my alma mater there.
That's right. We do serve an important purpose for the people of the state. Clemson is the Cooperative Extension land-grant university for the state of South Carolina. And, of course, that is a national network. That is a federal mandate. So every state has its university that is charged with taking knowledge gained through research and education and bringing it directly to the people in that state, hopefully to create a positive change in their lives.
So for you people in North Carolina, UNC.
NC State.
Oh, NC State.
Yep. Well,
dang
fact,
it, I was the wrong one.
And Georgia would be University of Georgia. Yep. Virginia would be Virginia Tech. Texas would be Texas A&M. Alabama has Auburn. And so on and so forth. So for every state, there is a designated land-grant college. And that goes all the way back to, over 100 years, since about 1914, as part of the Morrill Act, the Smith-Lever Act, formalized the Cooperative Extension Service. And so for over 100 years, we have been serving people with practical information, agricultural producers, families, consumers, small business owners, young people through 4-H.
Yeah. And that's right. So Clemson is a research university. So how does Clemson transfer the knowledge that they are gaining through the research programs into the lawmakers and policymakers?
Well, it's through the people. First and foremost, we're charged with getting out public service activities to the people of the state. So every county has a Clemson University Extension office in it, even Greenville County. So all 46 counties have their own extension office where they can go and find good information that's science-based, that's research-based. That's what we do. We translate science into practical application. We also help identify emerging research questions. So there may be new problems that arise that folks need answers to, and that's where they can turn to Clemson to find out how to best move forward.
Good. Okay, so we the citizens, we become educated through Clemson's very extensive network of knowledge. If you guys haven't checked out the Clemson Extension website, I would highly encourage you to explore. You can find there's so much there.
Oh, absolutely.
It's fantastic.
And then the other realm that we operate in is with policymakers and is with legislators. And that's one of the things. Clemson has its own lobbyist. And so a lot of what the people in the state tell us is important to them, we then translate up to Capitol Hill, and we try to inform the legislators that this is what their constituents need help with.
And that's great.
Hopefully they listen to us.
Hopefully. That's the idea, yeah. So we can become educated and vote accordingly and speak to our congresspeople accordingly.
Well, it's important.
And really have our voice heard.
It's important to have a voice to kind of translate what the sciencey stuff is into language that legislators can understand and can see how that could affect their constituents too.
Oh, absolutely, especially with for instance, in South Carolina, the Department of Natural Resource, most of those positions are appointed, and so they may not be biologists. They may be business owners or lawyers or lawmakers that are influencing policy having to do with managing our natural resources. So we hope that we've put people in those positions that are open to listening to the scientists and the biologists and the folks, the conservation directors that are on the ground, learning about how to best care for our resources that can then educate our policymakers to help them make the best, most informed decisions.
That's good.
We're all about informed decisions.
Knowledge is power.
Ideally, they're the only decisions, however.
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've learned so much. It's amazing to me. I learned so much from my grandmother about gardening. I learned so much about hunting and fishing and about the forest from my father and taking long walks with him. And then a lot of the agricultural producers and farmers that I get to work with in this job teach me so much on a practical level. And then to see when the science comes out that it actually backs up a lot of what they've passed down from generation to generation that they've known all along were best practices. So I like to think that extension is kind of where the science and research meets the common sense of applied of real world experience.
Yeah, it's so necessary. I mean, I will occasionally read some scientific article or, you know, peer reviewed journal articles, and that's a lot for somebody with a science degree to handle. Never mind just your regular person that hasn't been trained to read these technical documents.
Right, right. And Clemson Extension is also a great continuing education resource, too. So now you have to have pesticide licensing. You have to have certain certifications and training if you want to operate certain kinds of machinery. And so to make sure that these folks that are farming and are doing so on historical landscapes, that they're staying up to date with the latest policies and laws so that they can be in compliance is really important.
So what other services? I mean, I know what you're saying that the compliance is important, but you guys, the extension also helps people that don't really know much about what they're dealing with. There are classes and different courses. Like, yes. if I wanted to learn how to be a farmer, I could go to the extension and I could learn that.
Well, absolutely.
To a certain extent.
We do everything from, if you're just a homeowner and you want to plant your very first vegetable garden, then you can bring your soil in for soil testing. We can help you interpret the results of that. Let's say that you are really interested in learning more about the native species that you see when you're out walking on the Swamp Rabbit Trail or at Paris Mountain or at Table Rock. You could take a Master Naturalist course through Clemson University and learn all about the amazing things that we have right here in the upstate. You could become a master gardener. So there's lots of continuing education courses that are available through Clemson for anyone, for the general public.
And when you're talking research, I know I've signed up for many of the Clemson Extension newsletters. And one of the interesting things that I found was research on invasive species. And that Clemson is tracking, I am going to say this wrong. Is it Kagan grass?
Kogan grass.
Kogan grass. Yes. Okay. See, I could see the word, but I don't know what
sure,
it is.
Sure.
But we saw, you know, the newsletter, it showed pictures of it and everything, and it said where to report it if you see it. And how do those kind of initiatives help?
Right. Well, we get out the word. So we're sort of the first line of defense for the people in the state of South Carolina. When issues like that arise, we are the ones that help inform people in the state and everyday citizens about these issues, that they can become citizen scientists. They can become our frontline eyes and ears. Fire ant research, Kogan grass, other invasive species. The kudzu bug has been a big one that we've been studying. It's really decimating our soybean crops. It should be called the soybean bug because it doesn't just eat kudzu.
It's obviously not doing a good enough job on the kudzu.
Right. So, you
have
know,
to bring in the goats for that. Let's
you
call it a
know
slacker.
That the... You know, it's actually a really cute bug, but very destructive. So, you know, pine beetles, you know, things that are going to infect a property owner that have impacts on our economy as well. Clemson Extension sort of gets the word out that, hey, we need to look at this. This is something that may be affecting you, and this is how you can be a part of that. This is how you can report that and educate yourself and arm yourself on the best practices. And you know it's good because it's coming from a respected institution like
Research
University.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay,
we don't get this stuff off Pinterest.
It'd be much cuter that way.
Little fuzzy cat bugs. Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so what can I do? How can I get involved with Clemson and how can I help make these informed decisions and guide policy?
Well, you can come on down to your local extension office. In Greenville County, we are located at County Square, right across the hall from your friendly Soil and Water Conservation District, folks.
Come say hi.
That's a twofer, right?
Right, exactly. So we're right there at University Ridge. And you could also go online to clemson.edu, and in your search box, just put in Cooperative Extension, and we'll pop right up. And there's a drop-down bar where you can choose the county that you live in. And find information that is just mind-boggling, really.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Talk about some of the programs that you do, because I know you do nutrition.
Right. We have consumer health and science. Of course, my favorite, which is our young people. I believe, knowledge is power, and we've got to start with our next generation. They're going to grow up to be our strong, responsible, productive leaders. And so we start young with 4-H. We also have forestry experts. We have livestock experts. We have row crop specialists. We have pesticide specialists, even small business and economy specialists. Anything that you could possibly need living in our society today, chances are Clemson's done research or they know where to find the answers.
Great. Well, check them out. Clemson Extension. You're listening to Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. Put it in.